Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
WOGL HD3, Philadelphia, from the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will be broadcast.
This is the next generation of talk. Now, on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, Rich Zeoli.
After the debate said, we don't jail our political opponents. It's not what we do in this country. Dana Bash, Joe Scarborough, on and on and on. Today, those very same people are cheering on this verdict, saying it's justice. No one's above the law. Blah, 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 blah. I know it's been a long 8 years, but some of us remember. I know. I got a steel trap for a memory. Not always true, but the things I want to remember, I definitely do remember. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Like, I remember my anniversary, which is August 23rd. How do I remember my anniversary? Because it's August 23rd. It's one of those numbers. It's easy to, 823, it's just easy to remember. But mostly because I told you yesterday, I started explaining how in 2008, we were on summer vacation in Cape May with my future wife's family. She was my fiance at the time. And I read this New York Times Sunday magazine about Rush Limbaugh and talk radio. And I said, I know what I want to do when I grow up. I want to be a talk show host. That's where it all came together. I'm bringing that up because two things. Number one, there's a clip going around. The Trump campaign put an ad together of Rush saying that no one can separate you from Trump. And it's an excellent ad. And it's just a great reminder of just how incredible Rush Limbaugh was. The second is, there was a point that was made on Twitter today, is that our station seems to be getting a lot of what is known as seminar callers. Rush used to call them seminar callers. Marcus Aurelius made that point. And yes, from now until November, we are going to get a lot of seminar callers. The reason for that is because we are the must-win state that will decide the presidency, Pennsylvania. So from now until then, we are going to get a lot of seminar callers. But you see, I've been doing this a long time. It's hard to believe now, 14 years. Not all of that was full-time, but let's say I've been full-time since 2014 when my son was born. So, yeah, like 10 years, you know, I guess I'm not good at math, but you know what I mean. Anyway, my point is I can tell when somebody's trying to pull one over on me. And you know one of the things I always notice, first and foremost, they start by being so nice. Always. It's always one of the biggest tells. Like, they'll start by saying, I love your show. Or, hey, how you doing, Rich? That's always a tell, by the way. Oh, but look, my friend Caroline Leavitt, the National Press Secretary for President Donald Trump, is joining us. Caroline, thank you so much for coming back on the show. I really appreciate it. How you doing?
Hey, thank you, Rich, for having me. We're doing good. We are glad that we're out of New York, out of that dirty, criminal, disgusting courthouse. Obviously, we're deeply frustrated and concerned about the verdict that came out yesterday. This case was a witch hunt, but we're ready to get back on the campaign trail, that's for sure.
All right, good. So where are you headed now in terms of the campaign trail? Where are we going?
Well, you'll see President Trump on the campaign trail tomorrow. It's going to be big. It's going to be great. He's going to be at the UFC fight in New Jersey tomorrow night,
cool.
Making a grand entrance like he always does. Yeah, so your audience should look out for that. In the next week, he'll hit the road again. We'll continue to plan rallies as we have and events and fundraisers, too.
All right, excellent. That's great. And I know I heard him today, and I mean, he sounded fired up, obviously. He also said that amazing overnight fundraising records.
Mm-hmm. Yes, in 6 hours yesterday, from the verdict to midnight, we raised $34.8 million, which is a record-breaking, historic amount of money that continues to pile in. And we need to ask your audience in Pennsylvania, look, we need all hands on deck to win this election. Yesterday proved that we no longer live in a constitutional republic. We live in a banana republic. Joe Biden is acting as a dictator. He is weaponizing the court system against his political opposition. And President Trump is literally fighting for his life, fighting for his freedom, because he loves this country so much and he can't do it alone. So everyone needs to go to DonaldJTrump.com, chip in what they can, and also sign up to vote. I mean, that's most important, right, is voting and signing up to volunteer as well. We need boots on the ground in every key battleground state across this country. That's how we're going to win this election.
Caroline, I agree with you 100%. And what you said about the fact that we are no longer a constitutional republic yesterday, I think, was a seminal change in America. We will never go back to where we were on May 29th. What happened yesterday, to say that we will now put our political prisoners in jail. We have become the very nations that in 2016, all these people on the news were screaming about. We can't be like Russia. We can't be like Venezuela. We don't put our political enemies in jail. Those same people today are celebrating this, Caroline.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, you have Democrat politicians, everyone from AOC to Jamie Raskin to Joe Biden himself, taking victory laps and saying that this is great news for the Democrat Party, which tells you everything you need to know. You know, they stayed quiet for a while, said this isn't political, nothing political about it. That was always a lie, always false. Joe Biden concocted this case with his Democrat allies, everyone from Alvin Bragg to Judge Mershon, who's a highly conflicted partisan judge. He might as well have been sitting at the prosecution table this entire time. You could see the disdain that he had for President Trump. Again, this was entirely manufactured by the Democrat Party. This is their strategy to get Joe Biden over the finish line, to confine President Trump to a courtroom, keep him off the campaign trail. But again, unfortunately for them, the strategy is backfiring. Don't mess with Donald Trump. He will come back 10 times harder. We raised a historic amount of money last night. A new Daily Mail poll out today shows he's already has a 6-point bump in the polls from the conviction, and we don't anticipate that slowing down anytime soon.
Caroline Leavitt is with me. She's the National Press Secretary for President Trump's campaign. The other thing, too, is I think this is going to help him. I mean, as much as I'm sad for the Republic and as much as I think this is awful for the Constitution and the rule of law, I do think it helps President Trump in November. I think it fires up the base, obviously. But I think there's a lot of Americans out there who just look at this and know that this was a political exercise. And there's a lot of Americans out there who feel like the system is targeting them all the time and it's unfair and it's rigged. And today they feel as if they can understand exactly what he's going through.
That's exactly right. And it's more than just Republicans who are fired up. 30% of our donations that came in last night were from new donors, people that have never given to President Trump before, but they felt so infuriated by yesterday's verdict that they went online to our website and chipped in what they could. And we're seeing that in the polls, President Trump dominating Joe Biden with independent voters. He's winning Hispanic Americans. He's winning women. He is winning a historic margin of African American voters in this country that we have never seen. And you feel that on the ground. Look, our team just spent 6 weeks in Manhattan, okay, a very diverse city. We were there, basically living there. We talked to many people on the ground who see this trial for what it is. It's a sham show trial. And they're pissed off, rightfully so, that their tax dollars are being wasted going after the former president of the United States who made their lives better rather than locking up real violent criminals who are in the streets. Yesterday in New York, there was a man who took a machete out in McDonald's in Times Square and started knifing people. I bet you that guy will be out on bail in 48 hours in Alvin Bragg's New York. But we spent 6 weeks prosecuting President Trump over crimes that were never committed. He's innocent. It's ridiculous. And people see it for what it is. And that's why there's more support for President Trump than ever before.
Yeah, I can't wait till we have a rally in Philadelphia. I can't wait for it. I'm very excited for it. I know it's going to be huge. I mean, Wildwood was amazing. Being there that day, Caroline, I got to tell you, it was just an amazing day, amazing mm-hmm. moment. And I got to spend a lot of time with my fellow Trump supporters and listeners, and everybody was just fired up. There's an energy, there's a momentum there that yesterday is not going to derail. It's only going to strengthen.
Amen. And yes, Wildwood was, as you just said, Rich, there's a palpable energy and spirit on the ground at President Trump's events. And you compare that to Joe Biden, who went to Philly this past week, as you know, and couldn't fill half of an elementary school gymnasium. I mean, there's more energy at a funeral than Joe Biden's campaign events. So, you know, there is no comparison between the movement that President Trump is building versus the failing, dying, boring, desperate campaign of Joe Biden. And we're going to continue to do that. And yes, we will most definitely be back in Pennsylvania. The Commonwealth is a huge state for us. And like I said, that's why we need your audience to join us in this movement. We need boots on the ground in Pennsylvania, especially to ensure the integrity of your vote. I understand you guys have about 60 days of early voting, which the RNC and our team are working very hard to ensure we have honesty and integrity in your election this fall.
Good. And we want to make sure that we capitalize on mail-in ballots, too. We want to make sure that we use every advantage we possibly can. And the other thing, too, I want to mention is, you know, the president today said his website, DonaldJTrump.com, which I'm impressed that you're able to get him on that message discipline like that. Good job. But I was shocked to hear him say it. He's like, I have to say it. So DonaldJTrump.com. It was a good moment.
Yes, it was. He was more than willing to plug the website. And I want to say President Trump is so grateful for the support, the outpouring of support. And he feels that, and that's what keeps him going. Again, this is a man who is literally fighting for his life. He's putting his freedom on the line to fight for this country, for all of us. And the very least we can do is chip in what we can to sign up to volunteer, knock some doors, make some phone calls. If he does not win this election in November, America as we know it and love it will truly cease to exist. That's not hyperbole. That is fact. That's the reality of this election, and it's no more true than what we saw take place in that Manhattan criminal courthouse yesterday.
Caroline Leavitt, I appreciate your time. I know you got to get back on the campaign trail. I look forward to having you back on the show again. Send the president my best and everyone on the team, okay? Thank you so much.
Thank you, Rich. We appreciate you, and we'll see you in Pennsylvania very soon.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Cioli. Christine Flowers, I heard you on with Dawn this morning. You did a great job, by the way. You were on with my dear friend Dawn Senslin. Fantastic job. Your point that you made about how you as an immigration lawyer would tell people seeking asylum they should come to America, and now you're going to have a hard time doing that, that took my breath away when I heard you say it.
Hey, handsome. So good to talk to you. Yeah, that was the very first thought that I had when I was watching yesterday as count after count after count after count came out guilty. And because I have a slew of asylum clients this summer who have their hearings coming up. Not all of them are political asylum cases, but a good number are. Some of them are from people who fought the Taliban in Pakistan. Some of them are from people who were evangelical Christians in South American countries, Central American countries, where the government is having a big problem with people who preach against the gangs. And all of these people, to a person, made immense human sacrifice to come to the United States. Some of them strapped babies on their backs and walked through forests and across deserts. And I, you know, we can discuss the whole issue of, well, they came in illegally, but these are asylum seekers and refugees. And they went through that, and they get to this country, and they turn on the television set, and they see this type of activity on the part of our government and our, you know, and let's be clear here. People are sort of playing defense for the president. This prosecution would never have happened if it didn't have the go-ahead from the Biden administration.
Exactly.
We're being gaslit, Rich, if they try and make us believe that this has no connection whatsoever to the White House. Because the only beneficiary of this kind of chicanery and horrific malfeasance is Joe Biden. They're trying to take out and sideline a viable, powerful candidate. And as I said to Dawn this morning, I said they are going to reap the whirlwind because they opened a, I'm going to use every metaphor I know here. They opened a Pandora's box, and you know, you just heard your last guest. It's the amount of fundraising in a few short hours, because the American people are not stupid. We see what's going on. And I said I was on the fence. I'm not on the fence anymore for whatever reason, whether it's because I'm embracing Donald Trump or this is a vote against those who prosecuted him. He has my vote. And I got 1,000 Twitter followers and additional Twitter followers last night because I said that, because all of these other people, I think, are doing the same thing. So and I love you, and I love your strong voice, and I am so glad you took out Tony from Delaware, that idiot who I could tell, we're both Italian. I sensed where he was going from the very beginning about Melania, because they like to attack her, and they like to make fun of her and mock her. And I find that the men who call themselves feminists, liberal, progressive men, happen to be the most misogynistic tribe that I have ever met, because they're the first ones to attack conservative women or women that don't agree with them. Look what they're doing to Justice Alito's wife and Justice Thomas's wife. So keep up the good work, my darling. You are amazing. And, I think with you in Philly and Dawn and Dom and those strong voices, we have representation. And I think Donald Trump appreciates the fact that Pennsylvania is in play, absolutely in play, especially after yesterday.
Yeah, well said, my friend. Thank you for the kind words. Christine Flowers, you are fantastic. And I'll look forward to seeing you for dinner, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Definitely. We'll hammer out those details at some point very soon. But thanks for calling, my friend.
Give my love to your beautiful wife and your babies, okay? Take care.
I certainly will. Thanks, Christine. Appreciate it. 855-839-1210. Charles is in Camden. Charles, how are you?
Rich, what's up, brother? How are you?
Good, man.
Rich,
how you doing?
Rich, you know how when some people go to cooperate with the government, you know how when they're so compromised, they want to strike a deal so badly that not only do they sing, they compose, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Cohen is in that line. When he started to plead out, not only was he pleading to stuff that he was guilty of, like the taxi cab medallion stuff, but he's pleading guilty to stuff that he wasn't guilty of, like the campaign finance fraud. I mean, this guy was unbelievable. This first came to my attention when Bill Maher said, how can Cohen be guilty of campaign finance fraud and not Trump? Well, Cohen's not guilty of it either. You know, and I would have loved to see the defense, if when they summarized their final, their submission, they could have pointed that out. They could have said something to the extent of, like, ladies and gentlemen, Michael Cohen is the greatest liar of all times. He's a scumbag. He's all those things. But you know what? He's not guilty of campaign finance fraud. And neither is Donald Trump. And that would have put the onus on where it should have been, on campaign finance. Everybody would have been focusing on that.
But remember, they wouldn't let the president bring in a witness who would have testified to the fact that this was not an ELEC violation. This was not a campaign finance violation. The judge would not allow that witness, which is, by the way, part of the reason why this case is going to be overturned on appeal, I believe.
Exactly. All right, brother. Take care.
All right, my man. You have a great weekend, pal. I appreciate it very much. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli if you want to weigh in. All right, let me catch up here because I know we're a little behind on time. First of all, the big story of the day today is this stuff that we're talking about. And it's brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com. Two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. And Senator Joe Manchin today announced he is officially leaving the Democrat Party, which is fantastic. Hey, I want to tell you about Cooper University Healthcare. Cooper is a leading academic health system. Cooper's experts provide award-winning primary and specialty care at more than 100 offices throughout the region, including personalized cancer care through the MD Anderson Cancer Center at Cooper, groundbreaking stroke and neurosciences care, advanced surgical services, cutting-edge clinical research, and more. Recognized regionally and nationally, make Cooper your first choice for outstanding care close to home. For an appointment, call 800-8-COOPER, 1-800-8-COOPER, or cooperhealth.org. Cooper is where the Zeoli family goes for all of our medical care. We are so grateful to the great team there, and you will be thrilled with the team, the care that you get as well. Cooper University Healthcare, 1-800-8-COOPER, or cooperhealth.org.
The Zeoli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
The European allies right now are just amazed by this. One of the things, I mean, countries around the world can't believe what we're doing here in the United States of America. I saw that earlier and I was just amazed by it. World leaders expressing horror at the Trump verdict in Manhattan. Italian Deputy Prime Minister Matteo Salvini. Solidarity and support for Trump, victim of judicial harassment and a process of political nature. In Italy, we are sadly familiar with weaponization of justice by the left. Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban. Let the people make their verdict this November. Keep fighting, Mr. President. UK Brexit leader Nigel Farage. This verdict is a disgrace. Even the Kremlin put out a statement today saying there is simply the elimination, in effect, of political rivals by all possible means, legal and illegal. And if anybody would know, it's the Kremlin. OK, it's the freaking Kremlin. This will backfire on them, no question about it. But sadly, the damage to the Republic is something that is done. But listen, just to prove to you how political this whole thing is and that Joe Biden was behind it, and make no mistake, Joe Biden was 100% behind this. Even today, when they asked him about it, he had a little smirk on his face. But here's Peter Ducey. Joe Biden's campaign immediately started fundraising off a guilty verdict. Immediately. Cut four.
All right, Peter. So we heard that the president was going to say something tonight, and then he backtracked. What happened?
Good question, Jesse. The White House gave us a lid at 9:53 this morning, and they never lifted it. President Biden remains in Rehoboth Beach with his family. But somebody in Wilmington with access to the email list sent out a text, a fundraising text, to every number that they had. And part of it said, despite a jury finding Donald Trump guilty today, there is still only one way to keep Donald Trump out of the Oval Office, at the ballot box. And then they go on, if you have been waiting for the perfect time to make your first donation to Joe Biden's reelection campaign, we're here to tell you today is the day.
They are making their play here. They're raising money off this. The point, too, which I cannot emphasize enough to you, is that the effect of going after political enemies, the effect of going after this. I mean, Trump's campaign raised $35 million. You heard Caroline Levitt say that. And there were small donations, too. There were a lot of small donations. But the effect of going after political enemies and what this means for the Republic in terms of going forward. Remember, the whole notion of the United States of America is that we don't do this here in this country. And so I remember in 2016, the debate was, what if you have a person who is corrupt and what they just want to run for president? And then that way they're shielded from prosecution. Is that what we do? You just give them the ability to do that? I remember asking that question. What happens if you have a person who is clearly criminal, clearly doing that, and then just decides I'll run for office and then I'm shielded from it? But you see, this is the difference here. And I'll explain this very simply. When Hillary Clinton in 2016 with those emails, the Secretary of State, when the FBI announced James Comey announced no reasonable prosecutor would take this case, the government made the decision to help her, to help her evade any potential prosecution. That was the moment that the United States of America said, we are a police state officially, because a police state not only punishes its political rivals, it also helps protect its political friends. Donald Trump, we still don't know, think about this now, what the crime is that they just convicted Donald Trump of. We still don't know. So the other point, too, that I think is relevant is that we knew what Hillary Clinton's crime was. We knew what it was. It was the email server. It was the bleach bit. It was all that. We knew what it was. We don't know what Trump's crime here is. We don't know what the jury said he did wrong. We know that they were unanimous on the point of the falsification of business records, but we don't know what the underlying second crime is that would have kept that first crime alive since the statute of limitations had expired. And if it's going to be now that it was election interference because he kept things from the voters, that he didn't disclose Stormy Daniels or Karen McDougal or anything else, if that's what it's going to turn out to be, then I got news for you. You have just changed the game in America, because now you've created a crime that doesn't exist. You've created a crime that does not exist. Because up until this moment, politicians had free rein to decide what they wanted to disclose to voters and what they didn't. And that's over now. So you see, that's the difference, is that, yes, there are real crimes committed by politicians, and no one is above the law. But Alvin Bragg created a crime here that doesn't exist. This idea that if I am running and I don't disclose to you that there was an allegation that I had an extramarital affair, that I've somehow now stolen the election. Even though there's nothing in federal law or Article 2 of the Constitution that compels people running for the presidency to tell the voters that. So we made up a law here in America. And I cannot stress that enough, because I think people are missing that point. We made up the law. We just made it up as we went along here. And that's literally what they do in these totalitarian banana republic third world countries. They make up the laws to suit them in order to prosecute their political enemies. Hillary Clinton, there was clear evidence that she had committed crimes. But there's no crime that says you have to tell the voters you had affairs or allegations of them, because her husband would be in prison. Because her husband covered all of that up in 1992, along with the co-conspirators, James Carville and George Stephanopoulos. But let's turn our attention to Philadelphia's own. Do you want to play her walk-up music, Matt? Can we do that? Should we do that? There we go. There we go. There we go! And I'm going to tell her exactly what to say. In the spirit of Tony from Wilmington, I will tell her what to say. She is Philadelphia's own and former Deputy National Security Advisor to President Donald Trump. She is the Vice President of the Davis Institute for National Security and Foreign Policy at the Heritage Foundation. She is Dr. Victoria Coates. Hello, my friend.
Rich, good to be with you in these difficult times. What a day.
Yeah, what a day. Where do you want to begin? You want to begin with Blinken today saying that Ukraine's going to be a NATO member? I love how Tony Blinken thinks he's got this authority.
Yeah, well, I did want to make a comment about the conviction of President Trump and what you were just saying about making up a law, and how Bill Clinton was obviously guilty of this in 92. But what are we going to do? Have the Nixon Foundation sue the Kennedy Foundation that Kennedy's extracurricular love life was not fully detailed in the 1960 presidential campaign? Where does it end?
Yeah.
And, it's really horrifying, I think. You know, Senator Lee has a very powerful letter out today, about it. We have to defund this whole thing. We are descending into tyranny, and it is better to just cut it all off right now and see if we can, get a change in November and pick up the pieces than to let them go on like this. This is nakedly political. The only scenario by which Biden has a polling advantage over Trump is a very specific question that was asked if Trump was an indicted, convicted felon, that then Biden noses ahead in that hypothetical. And so they just decided at that point they were getting a conviction. And this is what happened. It's just, it's unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. And it's amazing to me that even the Kremlin came out and said that this shows that Trump's rivals are using all means necessary to try to get rid of him. And if anybody would know that, Dr. Victoria Coates, it's the Kremlin.
Yeah, I think Putin is pretty well versed in these kinds of tactics. And what it shows you is that the Biden administration is perfectly happy to cede the moral high ground to Putin or to Xi or to whatever other, you know, horrible dictator you want to name. You know, he claims he wants to stand up for democratic values and the rule of law, but he's taking us down the same kind of road that Putin has taken Russia down. And, you know, I don't blame Putin for trying to score some points on it.
And don't you remember in 2016, I know you remember, I'm not saying don't you remember in that sense, I was saying, we all remember in 2016 after Trump made the comment about you being in jail, about Hillary Clinton, and they were all horrified in the media. We don't go after our political enemies, it's not what we do in this country. Joe Scarborough, Dana Bash, et cetera, et cetera. They were all horrified by that. Whenever they would chant, lock her up at the convention, horrified by this. Those same people who were horrified by that in 2016 are all cheering this on today.
Oh, they're having a marvelous day. And I heard a mashup of some of the comments that have come out of MSNBC and CNN. And this is a majestic day. It is beautiful to watch our system work. Somebody going, you know, I've had to cover this man for 9 years, and this is all I've ever wanted to hear have happen. You know, so for 9 years, this person's been cheering for an indictment of Trump. I mean, it's and reporting this in the press. And so you just see how unbelievably corrupt this system is.
And the other part about this, too, which infuriates me, is that I know how politics works, and this is going to become the new normal. Revenge is everything in politics. This is now going to open the door for Republicans to also go after their Democrat rivals, too, for lying on the campaign trail, or not even lying, but not disclosing everything to the voters. Because at the heart of this is that fundamental question of, where is it written anywhere in the Constitution that you have to disclose to voters if somebody's made an allegation of an extramarital affair about you? It's not there in Article 2. Alvin Bragg just created this out of thin air just to try to get Donald Trump. Well, now we've opened the door to, if you ever lied in a mail piece, or you ever lied in a television commercial, or you just didn't tell the voters everything about all the skeletons in your closet, I don't know. Oh, sounds to me, Dr. Victoria Coates, like you might have committed election interference.
Well, you could actually make it even more insidious that the opponent. So, you know, Dave McCormick could come out and say, you know, I have heard this allegation about Bob Casey. I've heard it, you know, some say, and, you know, pick your poison what it is. And well, this is an allegation against you, Bob Casey. You haven't addressed it. You haven't disclosed it. What are you hiding? You know, it turns into a when did you stop beating your wife kind of situation, which is just impossible. Mm-hmm. And yeah, they've opened this bottle. The genie is out and dancing around for everyone to see. And it really is stunning. And I'm really curious to see what kind of polling starts coming in about, you know, the majority of Americans. They're obviously the people on the far left who think this is the best thing since sliced bread. But I have to think there are enough people in the center left who understand how, you know, flimsy that this was and how nakedly political it was, and would be unsettled by it.
I want to play for you a clip, if I could. This was very funny. This made me laugh. I would like your reaction to it. This is cut number 36, Matt. It was a video posted to social media. Take a listen.
We need your help.
And so let me apologize for...
Well, we got to go in there, Matt. What's going on? Hello.
What's sinking faster, President Biden's poll numbers or his humanitarian peer in Gaza? The so-called humanitarian peer has emerged as a metaphor for the failed Biden administration policy towards Israel and Gaza. The original idea came from Chef Jose Andres, the celebrity chef who apparently is advising the State Department on their Gaza policy. It then took months to get it operational. This week, we had a bad storm in the eastern Mediterranean, which is fairly predictable, and the whole thing came apart and washed ashore. But the whole thing is that of the absurd. It's performative. It has nothing to do with getting aid into Gaza. If you want to do that effectively, you have to do it overland by truck. But of course, Hamas shoots at the checkpoints and tries to kill the Israelis that are inspecting the trucks. But the thing to do is not spend hundreds of millions of dollars on a ridiculous pier to raise the president's poll numbers. It is to defeat Hamas, which is what Israel's trying to do, and create, hopefully, a better future for the Palestinians in Gaza. But it's only through defeating Hamas that can happen.
Dr. Victoria Coates, well played, by the way. I really enjoyed that. What's sinking faster, President Biden's poll numbers or his humanitarian peer in Gaza?
Yeah, those are some great words of wisdom there. And we have a wonderful new set of studios down in Washington at Heritage. And if you're ever in Washington and need a place to broadcast the show, we'd be more than delighted to host you. We now have, I think, 6 separate radio studios and multiple places to do TV broadcasts. So, yeah, we're very fortunate that just opened last week. But, yeah, I mean, this is ridiculous. And, you know, the president came out today to grace us with his 3-point plan for Gaza, which is nothing of the sort. And we can get into that if you want. But he didn't mention his precious peer, the $320 million taxpayer dollars that he literally dumped into the Eastern Mediterranean. He emphasized that some 1,800 trucks had gone in, which, as I said, is actually the practical way to get aid in if you want to. And so this whole thing has just been a boondoggle from when it was first announced from the State of the Union. And I'm sure Chef Jose Andres is an admirable human who does a lot of good charitable work. But this is not, you know, you don't outsource your Middle East policy to a celebrity chef. It's maddening to watch it happen.
The other clip I want to play and get your reaction, this one's not nearly as funny, it's scary. Here's Tony Blinken, the Secretary of State. He spoke to reporters after meeting with colleagues from the NATO alliance in Prague, cut 37.
Ukraine will become a member of NATO, and our purpose now is to put in place the bridge to bring Ukraine closer to and then ultimately into NATO. And as I've said, it's a bridge that I think, as you'll see emerge at the summit, that's both very strong, very well lit. There will be a robust package of support for Ukraine at the summit.
Well, Dr. Victoria Coates, where the hell does the Secretary of State get the authority to declare Ukraine is going to be a member of NATO?
Yeah, well, he doesn't have the authority. And I would say that bridge is going to be about as effective and durable as the pier in Gaza. It's going to probably have the same fate, because the process to get into NATO, and Secretary Blinken should know this, is it's actually not called a bridge. It's called a mapping process. And that's what Ukraine was in 2022 when the invasion happened. And there was a reason that hadn't progressed very far, because Ukraine in 2022 did not meet the standards for NATO membership. And there was very strong opposition amongst the rest of the members. And it was going to be quite a long, multi-year process. But by making a statement like this, what Blinken is doing is an end run around the now 31 other members of NATO by making this blanket declaration. And then the other thing is he's doing an end run around the American people, because to admit Ukraine into NATO would require passage through the Senate, because it would be a treaty alteration to the North Atlantic Charter. And I don't think with all the goodwill in the world, you're going to get to 60 votes to make Ukraine a member of NATO now. I mean, sure, you might get Lindsey Graham, but I think everybody else would be extremely cautious about doing this during a time of war, you know, when the administration is obviously so on its back foot and reactive. You know, they suddenly just decided it's okay for Ukraine to strike in Russia. You know, I would like to hear the case for that before I go striking into another country. But why wasn't that a good idea last year when we might have wrapped up the war? Mm-hmm. And why is it suddenly a good idea now just because you want to look like you're doing something? That's, you know, again, it's performative.
Hey, you know, and the thing about the treaties, which you make an excellent point, Dr. Victoria Coates, is that it would require 60 votes in the Senate. But this is an administration that doesn't care about treaties. It's like the World Pandemic Treaty that they want the United States to be part of, or the Paris Climate Accord. They just enter into these things and they don't give a damn about actually doing it through the Constitution. And I mean, the good news is that if Trump gets elected, he can undo it. But we got to get away from this whole notion of we just make international pacts without going the proper way in what Article 1 requires of this country, which is that the Senate has to pass it.
100%. And this was the fatal flaw of the Obama era nuclear deal, was they never tried to implement it through the UN Security Council, which last time I looked was not sovereign over the government of the United States. Thank heavens. And, you know, you mentioned the WHO treaty, the World Health Organization treaty that they've been tying themselves up in knots on for the last year. And we've been working on this very hard at Heritage, because we have a couple of the great legal experts on these international organizations, Brett Schaefer and Steve Groves, and strongly recommend their work for anyone who's interested in this. You know, again, the fatal flaw in this thing is it gives China developing nation status. So in the event of another pandemic, which China may well cause, we would be obligated as the United States and a developed nation to give them money and intellectual property. And they would be under no similar obligation to us. So that's just a hard no right there. There's a list of other reasons it's awful, but we can just start with that one and say no.
The Biden administration is also going to allow Ukraine to use our weapons, United States weapons, to strike inside Russia. And the argument is that this is self-defense for Ukraine to protect Kyiv, but or Kharkiv, excuse me. But this sounds like this could go horribly wrong here.
Well, it can. And it gets back to this whole point that they're doing this very reactively. You know, when Ukraine went on their much praised counteroffensive last spring, why wouldn't you let them do this then and, you know, try to bring the war to some kind of a resolution or to inflict some pain on Putin so he would come to a negotiation and you'd have leverage over them? But now, at this point, it looks like a desperate Hail Mary at sort of the end, not a proactive state, you know, step to actually get to some form of victory.
Mm-hmm. And then before I let you go, and I know that there's a game tonight, so you're probably try to get to the ballpark at 6. I was going to actually take off. Ironically enough, I was going to take off today, and me and my buddies, a bunch of my political pals from Jersey, we were all going to have dinner in South Philly, and then we were going to go to the game. Obviously, this was a busy week and wrong day to take off a Friday in the summer. But
Not in Biden's America, you can't.
Yeah, no, it's exactly right. But can we talk about the Phillies for a second? Are we happy here or what?
Oh, we're very happy. It wasn't a great road trip out west, but we got another gem out of Wheeler, another victory for Ranger Suarez. We have the best record in baseball. The Mets are in an utter free fall. And I am headed to London this week to go to one of the games over the weekend between the Mets and the Phillies. And we are looking forward to a mighty victory.
It was, look at you.
It was Pocket Utley, who is my son. Anything you want to know about him, Google Pocket Utley. But it was his Christmas present. So.
That's fantastic. I pity the food that you're about to eat, but otherwise I think you'll have a fantastic time.
I think it'll be a good one.
Well, thank you, my friend. I appreciate your time. Dr. Victoria Coates, have a great weekend and enjoy the trip. And we'll can't wait to talk to you next week.
Sounds good. Take
care. The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Okay. Excuse me, I've got a little bit of a cough. I got to give a shout out, by the way, to the National Association of Broadcasters. Matt DeSantis, are we officially members of the NAB?
I actually don't know. I assume we are. If we're not, who is?
Yeah, I got to ask my agent, Heather, because I know that she was just at the NAB. They had their National Association of Broadcasters, I don't know, event, whatever they had, their big summit out in California, I think, recently. This program has won the coveted award from the Pennsylvania Association of Broadcasters, the PAB, as it's called, for Outstanding Afternoon Show. How many years now have we won this?
Two in a row.
Both years, right.
Since moving back to afternoons.
That's right. And I do have one from afternoons the last time, I think. Or maybe it was mornings. I don't remember. I don't even know where the hell those things are. They're somewhere in my house in a closet. I should probably put them out on display.
What? But... You don't have them on display?
Nah, I'm not big on doing that stuff. Oh. You know what I mean?
I like to brag, so they're front and center.
Like, there's a guy, I'm not going to mention his name. But he used to be a radio show host on this station, and let's say his last name rhymes with, like, Merkanish. You look at his home studio, for example, and it, like, pictures of him with, like, presidents and pictures of him with, yeah, it just, his awards. It's not my thing. You know what I mean? I got a background with the sign, the station sign, and just a blue wall. I'm not big on the whole, like, picture. I don't need to put a picture of me and Trump together behind me. You know what I mean?
You don't even have that.
No, I have a letter from Trump in my drawer, which is still in a manila envelope from the White House. It says, first class, do not bend. I never even framed it. So this is.
What?
Yeah, I just realized that. I sent a note to him during COVID, and he wrote me back. He said, this is how Trump writes letters. He takes out a Sharpie and he just writes at the bottom. So they print it out for him. And it said, note from radio host Rich Scioli. And I said, you know, I commended him on a speech he gave. It said something like, please let the president know I've never seen him more presidential than today. He was gracious, optimistic, realistic, and bold. He's meeting this moment with incredible courage and humility. History will remember. These briefings are our modern day fireside chats, and he's helping the nation get through with an incredible combination of friend, neighbor, and president. Honest, humble, heartening. So they printed that out. They gave it to him. And then he writes at the bottom of it, Rich, thank you. Great job, exclamation mark. And then signs it Donald J. Trump at the bottom. So the White House calls me and says, we have a letter for you from the president. We're going to mail it to you. And, you know, they gave him my address and everything like that. So they sent it. So this manila envelope arrives at my house and I open it up and I have it. But that was, I mean, that was 2020. And I never framed it. It's just sitting in my desk drawer. You know what I mean?
How? How's that possible?
I don't know.
Would I have framed it, I would have weaved it into every conversation I had between then and now. Like, oh, the president wrote me a letter.
Yeah, that is true. Like, the president of the United States wrote me a letter. It's not one of those form letter things with, like, a fake signature. It's like, this is actually... Maybe I should post this to social media while I'm thinking about it.
You should. That's really cool.
I can't believe I've never done that, actually.
I mean, you probably should have done it 4 years ago, but now is as good a time as ever.
Let's see. And, you know, he's got I'll put it... Here, I'll take a picture of it, and I'll put it next to the White House envelope so that everybody knows it's real. And
that's
it's not just
true. Somebody will accuse you of...
Well, because his handwriting is like a child, honestly. And it looks... It really does. When he writes, it looks like... It could be one of my kids who wrote this. So I need to... I'll do that on break. I can't... I don't have the multitasking abilities to be able to do that now, but... And I should take one because we're way over, right?
Oh, we are way, way over.
Yeah, we're way over, and we have a long way to go until the show's over. All right, so what am I doing here?
Going to break.
Should I do a live read, or you want me to...
Nah, you can just go to break.
All right, we'll come right back.
The Scioli Show, on your schedule, from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app. The Scioli Show, on your schedule, from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
And they regret it, deeply. Here's one of them. This is a woman who voted for Biden in 2020. She regrets it. She's not going to vote for him in 2024. She's angry about Afghanistan, angry about the withdrawal. Doesn't trust him with the economy. There's a lot of people like that out there. Take a listen.
But Rooney won't vote for Biden again.
I can't. I don't trust him with the economy. My son's in the army. I'm angry about Afghanistan, about that withdrawal. So honestly, I can't vote for him.
But Rooney won't.
Yeah. She's not alone, by the way. There's a lot of people who feel that way. I have a lot here of the media cheering on this verdict. I have a lot of the media doing all these things. But I mentioned the National Association of Broadcasters because the NAB is pulling an award that it had planned to give actor Robert De Niro after the Oscar winner made his ridiculous appearance in New York and did more to destroy his career in a single day than I can ever remember in recent history. De Niro was slated to receive the NAB Leadership Foundation's Service to America Award next Tuesday in Washington, D.C. But after his ridiculous remarks outside the courthouse, where he came across as a total jackass, the organization rescinded the award. The event is proudly bipartisan, uniting those from across the political spectrum to celebrate the impactful work of local broadcasters and our partners. While we strongly support the right of every American to exercise free speech and participate in civic engagement, it is clear that Mr. De Niro's recent high-profile activities will create a distraction from the philanthropic work we are hoping to recognize. To maintain the focus on service of the award winners, Mr. De Niro will no longer be attending the event. I support the work of the NAB leadership, De Niro said, blah, 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 blah. Good for them. Good for them. And again, remember, this is when De Niro stood there and said that Donald Trump was going to destroy the world, the whole world. So what it, I mean, he really, really, honestly, I mean, that was just bad. That was bad. That hurt Bobby in a big way. That really exposed the fraud that he is. And my favorite part of that whole thing was when people were yelling at him, shut up, you has-been. when somebody made a car alarm go off to silence him. That was great. It was a really fantastic moment. Talk about blowing up in somebody's face, huh? All right, I do want to tell you about the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. We're going to be there live for our next live show on Friday, June 21st, and I'm excited about that. I'm excited to see you there. And I want to tell you, the Grand Hotel makes it so easy for you to get away with your family and enjoy those summer memories, because the economy's tough right now. I get it. And since the economy's tough, maybe you're thinking, we can't do a summer vacation. But you got it, because the summer memories you make with the kids are so special and so important. So what you should do is make your plans to go to the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey today by going to grandhotelcapemay.com. Grandhotelcapemay.com. You're going to get resort credits back that you can use how you want to use them. So they're going to give you, for every night you stay, a certain amount of resort credits you can use for food and drinks right on site at the property. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. Plus, the rooms there have amenities like kitchenettes and refrigerators, so you can pack food and drinks, and it's like staying in a shore house, but with the amenities of a full-service resort, like a gigantic outdoor heated pool and an indoor heated pool if it rains. If you're in a shore house, you're stuck, right? If the weather's bad, or if the kids don't want to go to the beach that day, but with the Grand Hotel, you get the pool, you get the arcade, you get the restaurant, and you get the resort credits back to use. You get a room with a refrigerator and a kitchenette. It's everything you can want. And you don't have to do any of the washing of the sheets and towels. So make your reservation today by going to grandhotelcapemay.com. Grandhotelcapemay.com. And we'll see you there for our live show Friday, June 21st.
Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.